Are you ready?
Ready to transform your life and step into the person that you say you want to be.
Ready to stop talking and start doing?
I'm Ange, a health and fitness coach.
And I'm Ashley, a Reiki master and energy healer. And we are here to help you do exactly that.
And you're busy. We get that, because we are too.
But even with the challenges and chaos, you deserve and can live a life full of absolute joy, happiness, and purpose.
We want you to join us in taking radical responsibility so that you can take everything in your life to that next level.
Have the best sex of your life.
Live in a body that you love.
Let go of worry and stress.
And live in total alignment.
You're happier, healthier, an amazing life is waiting for you.
Let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Transform Your Life podcast. We are back from Mexico. And my darling Ashley, how are you?
I am feeling tanned and healthy and just overall still brimming is how that kind of, I guess, there's like an afterglow that kind of lingers that I've just been enjoying. I definitely got whammied with a sickness after. So I'll talk about that in a little bit as to what that was energetically. But yeah, feeling fantastic. How about you?
Feel good too, babe. I really needed some travel in my life, and the trip was absolutely perfect in terms of just being a real life manifestation of something that I have been dreaming up for a couple of years. And so I feel great. I also got sick when I came back to you. So I'm really curious to know what you think it means energetically. Mine was about like a week and a half after we got home. So I'm curious, what is that?
So somebody in my life, a healer in my world, told me, actually, I've had a couple of them tell me this, and I didn't do it, is essentially what happened. So we go on this like massive energy holding experience, which was what Mexico was, right? We've both never done anything that long energetically as far as holding space. Anyways, two people in my world have since like previously told me, when I hold space in a retreat for anybody, I need to come home and take care of myself, not just like rest, but also be booking energetic releases for myself. And so, you know, booking a Reiki treatment for myself, you know, or it doesn't have to be that, but it could be that. Or any, like it could be any type of energetic release and exchange. So number one, what that does is it allows me to clear in a way that I wasn't able to do when I was there. But also it allows me to give back in a way of saying thanks, right? And so when I receive, so as I was giving a lot of energy or channeling a lot of energy, holding a lot of energy and holding a lot of space, but also then when I come home, there's like this response that is, you know, I've received so much abundance by being able to go do that thing, whether that's, you know, Mexico, Florida, or like the different retreats that we've done, but to come back and to spread that love to other healers and to kind of do that. So I didn't clear. I came home. I rested. I had lots of baths. And then I got sick. I was like, I've never been so sick in my whole entire life. I'm like, that makes so much sense when I think about, I've never held that much space. I've never, you know, helped people on that grand of a level internationally before. And so there was this place of like, well, of course you're going to get like wildly smacked around because you didn't do what you needed to do. And so anyways, coming home, getting myself through that. It was my body's way of just detoxing all of the energy that I held. And so I could have done it in a way that was more comfortable, but I didn't. And so I'm still, you can almost sort of still hear that like raspiness or that like sexy voice that I have. Yeah. And so it sounds like it got you as well. And yeah, so that's the energetic piece of, so what we need to do when we come home is we need to clear, but not just in a way of like, oh, now I need to rest or I need to take the week off, but to actually like tune into other healers around us. And whatever that modality is, it doesn't have to be Reiki, but something energetic. And it's interesting. So as soon as I had that like revelation on my like 24th bath, I'm sitting there. I also got my period. Like it was everything. I got like my period.
Me too.
Did you? Oh my
God. It was late and I was like a little worried, but then me too, right at the exactly same time. That's so funny.
That is so.
You know, you're a tricky one.
She's a cheeky bitch. We're going to talk about that when we talk about the manifestation course, which we will do later in this episode. But it was this wild. So I was like on my 24th bath, which I thought was funny because I'm like too dead to actually do a red tent ceremony. But one of them, I was literally just sitting there and it dawned on me. I was like, oh, this is why you're sick. Cause you're an idiot. That's like, that was like the download from the universe. It was like, girl, you knew this and you didn't do it. Yeah. And so it doesn't have to be Reiki, but it has to be that. So as soon as I had that download, I was like on my phone, I'm like, I'm messaging Jen, who's a friend of mine. She owns Soul Journey in Wingham. She like does all the cards. She does the jewelry here. She's fantastic. She's a Reiki practitioner. And I just messaged her. I said, I don't know what I need, but I literally need you to do some stuff on me. So she came to the bunkie because I was too sick to like literally go to her. She came to the bunkie. She did an Indian head massage on me. We pulled some cards and it was just like, I felt instantly better.
Wow.
Like, and so the next day we were going to Kentucky. So we had a family trip booked with my in-laws and like my husband's whole like siblings and everything. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go. And so when I booked and had her work on me, the next day we left and I'm still not 1000%, but I was 100% better the next day. I was like, motherfucker, I knew that I should have been. Yeah. So anyways, it was just another like, if you don't listen and you don't do what you know you need to do, you don't follow the nudge, just be ready. Like you're going to clear this energy. You are going to like, let this all go. It's just going to be the way I choose versus the way that you choose is like the message that came through. So anyways,
So
when I say all of that, how does that land for you? Because you got sick as well. And I'm interested to find out, see if SB and Carrie Ann also got sick.
Well, I just, because you're sick, I'm like, oh, if I get sick, it's going to be right when I get home. So I just had assumed you had been sick. And I was like totally cool as a cucumber, just moved through the week afterwards, nothing. And then Thursday, you had been sick for like already a week. And it was like that Thursday. And I just started uncontrollably sneezing. And I'm like, what is this? And my nose wouldn't stop dripping. I had a fever, vomiting, diarrhea, like just any hole it could come out of, it was coming out of. I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're just going to rest. And it reminded me of, yeah, we've done events in the past and I feel as though that happened directly at the event. I'm like, oh, you did a great job, Ange, because it didn't happen when you're in Mexico. So I had thought like, oh, you're learning, you're growing. You didn't get sick in Mexico. You're doing a better job of that. But that I did it there. But then I guess when I got home, I guess I didn't do what I needed to do because I spent 4 days like pretty much horizontal lying in bed and running to the washroom and going through a million Kleenexes and feeling as though my like skin was going to burn off. But I think we're learning and growing, but there's still room for improvement, which is very like us. And
That one three is like forward dating. So it's funny. I got sick on the Thursday after getting home as well. Cause I was like, my kids were a little bit sick and I hadn't gotten sick. And I was like, oh, if I was going to get sick, it would have been probably earlier on in the week. I got all the laundry done. I was feeling settled. I was getting ready for Kentucky. And then it was the Thursday before. So it was literally a week before you that So I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, I'm in the clear, like nailed it. Getting a little cocky apparently with our energy release or our ability to hold energy.
Yeah.
Very humbling.
Totally. All right. So we have our manifestation course coming up here in just a couple of weeks. And so I thought for today's episode, we should give people a juicy scoop or a juicy snippet into what that course is all about and what they can expect. And so I had a little download earlier and I haven't even told Ashley this, so she doesn't really know what I'm about to say here, but I'm thinking that there's probably people that are listening right now who have heard us talk about manifestation. Maybe they've heard about the law of attraction and they might have thought to themselves or are currently thinking to themselves, but like, what if the thing that I'm trying to manifest disappoints me? So what this might look like is like, let's say, for example, you are hoping to manifest something like a certain job or a certain amount of money. And there can be a little bit of like disappointment sometimes when it shows up and you're like, oh, this is better in my head. In my head, I thought this manifestation was going to be like this thing, and it shows up and you almost get a little bit disappointed or a little bit maybe not even grateful that it's there because it's not fully what you were hoping to manifest. And so I want to talk about why that might be happening and dive into how you and I are different types of manifestors. How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic. I want you to answer that first because I'm really curious to hear what your thoughts are on that. The thing that popped in too that was so interesting is when you talk about being disappointed, and maybe people who are listening or who have done the course, but I have experienced this personally, is, you know, everything comes to fruition that I've manifested, and I almost sometimes resent that it's there because it means I have to like do something. So let's say, for example, and this was one thing that caught me. I was manifesting more clients, right? And I was like, okay, I really want to have a full schedule. I'm manifesting that. I'm opening up all the time slots. And then when it arrived, I was like, oh, I have to work today, or oh, I have to like go up to the bunkie tonight, or oh. And I was like, whoa, girl, you just manifested all this abundance. And you're resenting that it's arrived. And so I'm really curious to hear kind of how we unfold into that, because that was something that was really poignant for me that showed up. And I know it happens a lot for a lot of my clients. They've got, like, I'm thinking of one specifically has come in and she will, you know, she's talking about that. And I'll be like, girl, you manifested that. She's like, I did? I'm like, yeah, I remember the last time you were here, you said you wanted X, Y, Z. She's like, shit, I did. I'm like, so you asked for this, right? So for example, we might ask for clarity. So let's say we're in a relationship and the person that we are with, we are like, you know what? I need some clarity on whether this relationship moves forward or doesn't move forward. And then that clarity shows up and you discover that he's cheating on you. You wanted clarity, right? You wanted clarity. You got clarity, but you realize you're like, this is really uncomfortable. I hate this. It's what you manifested, though. It's what you asked for. I think too, Angela, this might be something you can speak to, but I also think of, you know, when people are manifesting relationships. So let's say you're in a marriage and you are manifesting a happy, loving, wonderful marriage. Well, that might mean the one that you're currently in is ending and you're making space for that. But right, it's that unfolding of all of those events. They're like, this isn't what I manifested. I said I wanted a happy marriage. I wanted a happy life. I wanted, you know. And so the universe is like, okay, well, the person that you're currently with will not fill that manifestation. We're going to clear them out and we're making space. And that's something that I think of, Angela, you can maybe speak to a little bit, is just how, you know, things have to end sometimes and it looks like our manifestation is not happening.
I love that perspective because that was not the direction I was going at all, but that is so true. And I love that you were giving those specific examples. I think that there is a piece when it comes to disappointment or resentment or reflection when it comes to manifestation that you're shedding some really good light on. The direction that I was kind of thinking about actually has to do with being specific or a non-specific manifester. And so in human design, and this is something we talk about in our course, there is a specific arrow on your human design chart. And with that arrow, it reveals whether or not your manifestation should be really specific or should be non-specific. And so with this piece of information and learning whether or not you are a specific or a non-specific manifester, I think can really shed some light on whether or not those disappointments are going to show up or not in that same capacity. So for example, those that are specific manifestors, the way that the universe is designed to deliver things to you is very specific, is with a specific timeline, is in a very detailed way. So the way that I suggest and teach this to people is getting very crystal clear on the vision of your life. How much money do you want in your bank account? What type of relationship do you want? And I want you to be as specific as possible so that you're really being very detailed with the universe on what you're calling in. Now, for those that are my non-specific manifestors, those that have arrows that face the other direction, like Ashley, when you get super specific, you almost set yourself up for disappointment. So the way that this shows up is you really, really want this specific car to come into your life. And because you've become so specific about what it is that you're desiring or what it is that you're manifesting, the universe starts to present you with things that are even better that you maybe have not even considered yet. So she is trying to deliver a whole variety of things that will take you to an even better outcome. But you might lose even viewing them or experiencing them or even considering them as an option for manifestation because you were so focused on something different. So what this might look like is, let's say that it is a car that you're hoping to desire. I remember a time when Ashley was wanting to manifest a Jeep. I don't know if you're still waiting on your Jeep or not waiting on your Jeep, or if
I thought you specifically chose that because of the Jeep that I keep trying to call in. I'm like, yeah, she's talking about me. So yeah, I'm still trying to call in my Jeep. And it's a specific, you know, like, yeah, so interesting. Carry on. I'm listening.
So what I was going to say is because she's a non-specific manifester, there is probably a lot of amazing cars that have probably even crossed your path that might not have been considered quite yet. Whether or not you're open to that or not open to that, the universe may have been trying to present you with, like, I know you really want a Jeep, but that's not really like what I'm trying to deliver to you. Maybe she's trying to deliver you a minivan, or maybe she wants you to drive an SUV, or whatever she believes to be the most optimal of outcome for you and your soul's path. But you might be so focused in on this one specific manifestation that you might miss out on all of the amazing things that the universe is trying to deliver along the way. And so with that one piece of information, I think it can be a game changer on the way in which you experience life and experience your manifestations, depending on if you are a specific manifester or a non-specific manifester. And so when a lot of disappointment is showing up or a lot of frustration is showing up, my question would be to look at your human design chart and see if maybe that is the culprit. And the universe is trying to present you with all of these amazing outcomes, but you're missing because you're so specific and thus disappointed.
It's so interesting that you talk about that, because one of the things that I've noticed too is, so because lots of people will tell you, if you want that thing, you need to know, like, you need to get right down to the exact details. So if you're manifesting a house, you need to know the color of the door. You need to know exactly what the kitchen looks like. And that stresses me out. So it's interesting because one of the major blocks, and we talk about this in the course, one of the major things that blocks a manifestation getting to you is when it's coming from a place of stress. And so you can't actually manifest that thing, which is a very high vibration, because you're sending stress with it. And so the idea of, like, if I want to, let's say I want to go to Mexico and, you know, run a retreat, the idea of, like, unpacking what that looks like detail by detail by detail every single day, knowing what that, I just wouldn't do it. I'd be like, or if I did, it wouldn't feel exciting and illuminating to me the way that it would for you. You'd be like, okay, girl, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And I'd be like, cool, I'm down for it. But I wouldn't want to, for manifesting it, it would become a stressful endeavor to have to get all those details, because for me, a lot of those things show up as I arrive to it, which is part of my design as well, to respond, right? And so very interesting that that shows up. The other major manifestation that I think about that's so interesting was I went with non-specific and ended up getting specific. So for example, I took my Reiki level one, this is like 9 years ago. So 9 years ago, I take Reiki level one and I was learning more and more about manifestation. And so I would get out of the shower and I'm like, okay, now I'm going to pretend to get ready to go to my place of work. And the only place I could think of that would give me that feeling, which is what non-specific, what we need to work on, is just like feeling into the energy of that versus getting down to the details. So I was like, I have no idea where I'm going to work, but I want to be doing Reiki for a living. And so what I would pretend was that I was getting ready and I'd like put my makeup on, like I'm getting ready, I'm getting dressed. And I would imagine that I was going to the bunkie, because that was the only place that I was like, that I had in my mind that was, you know, calm and our favorite place and so relaxed. And but never in my mind did I ever think that I would work at the bunkie, because, you know, we didn't even live in this town. We weren't building a house. Like there was nothing connected to it except that it was my favorite place in the world. And so that's what I used, because I was told, like, you've got to get specific. And I was like, I don't have a specific. I guess I'll use the bunkie because that seems pretty specific. So I was just kind of like generally like, it's the place that feels the best. And I want to, like, I love what I'm doing. I just want to do it more. And now I, you know, we have since built our house, moved to this property, and now I work in the bunkie. But it started from this like really easy place of like, I have no idea where I would choose to go. I need to get very specific. And so I picked the bunkie, I guess. And anyway, so that's just like that. There's a bit of a reverse that comes with that too, is when you get non-specific, you open up the doors for those things to show up because of the way it feels. I didn't feel stressed for 1 second when I was manifesting that. It was just something that I was like, I don't know, apparently you gotta like get specific, but you really don't if you're non-specific. And so just seeing how that like kind of swirled around and like came back to itself is kind of cool.
That is really cool. That's really cool. I mentioned a little bit at the beginning of this episode, but even this retreat, and it's funny because we ended up in Mexico, because a couple of years ago, it would have been April of 2022, I was at a dinner table with two other girls. One of them taught yoga. One of them was interested in human design. And I was like, girls, we should like hold like retreat in Mexico. And I don't, looking back, I did not connect it until we were physically at the Mexico retreat. And I'm like, fuck, I manifested this. And it was with different people, had no idea. And even we didn't even know that we were going to choose Mexico when we linked up with SB. It wasn't. And then I didn't even connect it. And then we were sitting there once we had arrived. And I'm like, oh, universe, this is pretty cool that like this manifestation actually did come true. But I think now for you and I think when we manifest, I think it shows up more with these crazy ideas and a little bit of belief, I guess, and wild trust.
Absolutely.
Like even the people that showed up at our Mexico retreat, I'm like, wild trust. There were so many people that we have never met in our entire life that chose to come on that retreat with us. And that wild trust in the universe, that wild belief that we deserve and can make something happen is such a huge part of manifestation. And I think it requires trust at a level of, I have no idea how this is going to happen, but it's not mine to figure out. I just need to put it out there and universe grants it. Or if you're willing to do the work, also she's going to throw some roadblocks along the way, where you might want to give up or you might want to back down. But if you just continue to trust, I believe that that's how you start to manifest the life that's beyond your wildest dreams. And I have another thought that's just popping in here.
I love it. We both
when we were there, I was like, okay. We were there, and my favorite human design girls, Deluna, like, they are also doing a retreat at this particular location. And while we were there, I was like, oh my God, that's a dream come true. I come home, I'm talking with my partner Bradley about it. He's like, yo, why don't you just ask them to be on the podcast? I'm like, oh, but like, I don't know. They're like my dream come true. There's no way. Like, I don't know. He's like, just send them an email. I'm like, okay. So I end up like writing the email. They're like, we would love to. And I'm like, oh my God, they're coming on the podcast. You guys are all going to get to like hear the interview. And I'm just so excited. And so I just wanted to share that very exciting like manifestation that is happening. So
it's incredible. And the other thing, so that you just sparked this in my mind, is when things are happening. So as soon as I got sick, I was like, thank you. This is me shedding. There's something here. I'm up leveling. This is part of it. And so I think the other thing to remember when it comes to manifestation is as things are unfolding, not getting hung up on the fact that this feels shitty. Right now, this feels shitty. So as I'm laying in my bed, I was literally like, thank you for this. I'm so grateful. My body is up leveling and it's releasing whatever is down here at this level. And that's where I have to like clear this out. And so remembering that that's a piece of manifestation is there's, because it's not necessarily coming to you the way that you envision it, that there's going to be some really, there's potentially, there's not always, but sometimes there's challenge. And we talk about the 4-step process in our course of what that challenge means and how to get through it. But there's a challenge, and it's moving through that challenge with grace, ease, and gratitude that allows us to really explode into that next place. But you have to move through that challenge. And I think of like that sickness, right? So there was this, there's a few kind of parallels there. You think about like when we were in Mexico, there was the spring equinox, right? So there was that shedding. We just had the eclipse, same thing, right? There was a lot of like leaving behind old things and moving into spring, essentially. But sorry, I'm getting off topic as we do. And so when it comes to that manifestation piece, though, I think one of the things that you touch on is like the ability to take what you're manifesting. And once you hit that like end spot, so what you did, Angela, is through that 4-step process, you hit the celebration point and you capitalized on it. So that's the best time to manifest, is because you're in this place of really high energy. So you just come home from Mexico. You've just realized like, holy shit, I've just manifested like this massive fucking dream. I've just like exploded through it. Wow. And then you chose inspired action and you sent that email. And now like, I just like when you sent me that, I was like, oh, this is totally going to happen. But I'm like, I can picture you dancing around, screaming, peeing your pants, like, just like, these are your heroes. This is like, I'm like, she must be so, me too. Like but this is like the human design, like your gurus. And so I think it's just like really cool that you just did the manifestation process. Like that's exactly what you did. And I'm just like, ah, it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I guess we just forget, right? I think we just forget because we're like, we forget that we're kind of doing it every day regardless, right? And so whether you are manifesting and calling in amazing, awesome things, or you are manifesting and calling in really crappy things, regardless, it's you that's doing that. And that's the big thing that I love teaching people about in the course, is like people don't realize that every day they're manifesting their reality, and that can either be spectacular, and yes, spectacular still has challenges and roadblocks, but it can either be spectacular, or you can be manifesting and focusing on things in your world that are creating more catastrophe, that are creating more stress. And so I guess I just forget sometimes that we are doing every day. It's just that since we've been doing it for a while, it is maybe happening behind the scenes, you know? And so I love that you broke that down and you kind of shed some light on that, babe.
But I think you're absolutely right. But I would say when catastrophe shows up, it leans into that wild trust place that we talk about. So when something bad, right, quotation, when something bad happens, usually we laugh. Usually there's some like, oh, shit, right? Like even, again, getting sick is like, it's not like, oh, my God, my world's falling apart. It's like, oh, girl, what are you teaching me right now? Like, right? And so I think there's that piece of like not taking it too seriously. And there's a detachment. So it's like, yes, I want this, but I'm not obsessing over it. The energy I'm sending out is total trust. I'm not like, oh my God, what if it doesn't happen? There's no desperation behind it. And so you do kind of forget about it. You're like, holy smokes. Oh yeah, I did manifest this, but then I let it go. I just like released it as like a thing, right? And the other thing that you talk about is like the things that we choose to manifest. So number one, when people tell me, you know, like manifestation doesn't really work. And I remember when we moved to our property, so we live on like a 50 acre lot with a pond, a river, trees everywhere, the house of our dreams. And I work in a bunkie. So when people say that to me, I'm not saying that to be like, oh, I'm amazing. What I'm trying to say is I manifested that. Trust me, I did not like work really hard for it. Promise you, I did not like, you know, slog away at a job I hate for a million years just so I could buy the thing. It just kind of happened. And so when people say, you know, manifestation doesn't, it's not real. I'm like, I am 30 years old. This is my life. Like you realize I work in a cabin because I like, it's the best, right? And so when people say that, I'm like, just look at the lives of the people who are choosing those big things. And when I say that, the person who comes to mind, which is so, again, it's so circular, it's so cyclical that I just like, I laugh. So her name is Beth Fisher. She owns Freezer Fitness and Above Zero in Mild May. She was at my very first ever manifestation course, which was 4 years ago. And it was her idea. She's like, girl, because we were just chatting, we had a group Reiki session. She's like, you need to teach on manifestation. I'm like, No, I don't think so. And then I mentioned it to Angela. She's like, you totally should. Of course you should. And so then that happened. So she was one of the very first people at the manifestation. And one of the things that she talked about is that her and her friends, some of them, would get together and they would make these wigs. I'm like, huh? She's like, wildly impossible goals. They would set these, like they would literally pick things that seemed impossible. And she's like, we're all at a point where we're looking back and we all have those things. So whether it's like, fuck it, I want to manifest a boat and I want to have a cottage on the water. And she's like, that girl has that, you know? And so Beth, one of the things that she was manifesting, she's like, girl, and we've had lots of sessions and stuff. She's like, I don't know if I can like, I don't know if this one's pretty big. I'm like, what is it? And so in that course, what she manifested was the Freezer Fitness. And so from there, and everything that she talked about, she's like, I want it to be a wellness place. I don't want it to just be a place where people come and like get ripped. She's like, yes, physical wellness is a part of that, but I want it to be a place where, you know, community gathers and we, you know, it's about like the whole person and, you know, and so just this past year, she's opened her doors, the bottom, well, she's had the freezer part, the fitness part, for the last little bit, the last couple of years, but she's just opened up the top part, which they've finished beautifully. And they call it Above Zero, which I think is so clever. And it's the wellness center. And so and that's where we're hosting this manifestation course. I'm like, just how it all comes full circle is just like this beautiful reminder that what we're doing and the way that we're, you know, conveying it, it works. It works. And I think that's the piece that I think people forget. Or, you know, if you pick these wildly impossible goals, right, that's where you're aiming. So even if you miss the mark a little bit, you're aiming so high that you are bound to land sometimes even better than you ever could have imagined. And I think one of the things that we talk about in the course so much is, number one, believing you're worthy. And Angela, you talked about that. But also believing in the magic, because it's not actually magic. There is like so much science and we do dive into that. But also just believing that that could happen, or playing around with the idea that that crazy thing could unfold in your world. And so I think that, you know, just when I think of Beth's term, the wigs, I'm like, that's exactly what you were talking about. And she's hosting us on April 27th, right? I've got to double check on that. But
we got our right details here.
Yeah. So April
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. is when it's happening. We have limited spots available. You can find all of the information in the show notes here to join us. And we decided to make it very reasonable in terms of our pricing. I think it's $111. Does that sound like $111?
$111. Yeah.
And so, $111. Your whole freaking life can change. And if you go on our website, you'll see some of the testimonials from people that have been in our course. But like, even reading their testimonials, we're like, that's awesome. Like, I think about my mom, and she literally has manifested absolutely everything. She is a specific manifester, and she got very specific at our course last year. And her life is wildly different. I don't know if I told you, but she just bought a cottage. Did I tell you that?
What? No.
I don't know. Maybe her, she takes possession of that cat too.
Wow.
I know. Her life. She's got the relationship. She's out of, like, she sold the restaurant. She's no longer working a million hours. She's found her soulmate. She's got her cottage on the water that she's always wanted. Like,
she picked five wildly impossible goals.
Yeah.
And has manifested every single one. I remember when she told me, so she had manifested, a soulmate, a new house, selling the restaurant, being a skinny bitch. She wanted to be like in a body that she loved. And there was one more. Anyways, she has done all of that and more. But one of the things that she came in and she's like, she booked a session and she's like, I just need you to tell me like the reason I'm here. I'm like, girl, sounds like your life is going so well. It's amazing. And she's like, I just need you to tell me that it's real. Like, I'm here to double check so you can like energetically ask that it's real and it's not going to like fall apart. And one of the things that she explained was she walked into her house, what is her house now, with her life partner. And she's like, I almost shit my pants because I was standing in my kitchen. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because she's a specific manifester. So she had this whole like vision down to the very finite detail of what that kitchen was going to look like. She's like, I almost fucking cried because I was standing in exactly that. And she's like, but obviously it's somebody else's house. Like, I'm moving in with him. And that was the thing that she just like was so floored about, was just that, you know, everything she envisioned was literally had materialized in front of her. And so anyways, she picked these massive goals and every single one of them has like flourished. And yeah, so she's one of them. I think there's a few more on there that just like, Beth would be another one that I just think like everything. She picked this like massive goal. And like, I've run meditation courses in her gym. And like, I'm amazed every time that I walk in. Like, these are the kinds of things that people can have.
And deserve to have, right? Like, if you're sitting there and listening to this episode and you're like, oh my God, shut up, girls. Like, that can't be me.
Like, 100% it can.
It can.
100% it can.
Yeah. And sometimes you just need to have hype girls around you that remind you that you are worth that, that you deserve that, that are going to hype you up so that you can keep your vibration high, so that you can really go after the things that you're desiring and start to call in those big wild things. Because this course really gets you to think like, if I had a magic wand and money was no like object, what would my life look like? Like, what is it that I truly desire? And by sitting down and really getting very crystal clear on that, and then having the tools and techniques that we teach you about in this course, you could be in a totally different position a year from now. And that's fucking cool to think about, right?
So incredible. And one thing that you talked about was just like having people around you that hype you up. That is one of the major components of vibration, is literally surrounding yourself. And so I think that's like, to this day, Beth and I get together and we just like, we talk about our manifestations. What have you manifested lately? What's going on in your world? And like, we share these massive things. And something that I think happens, and I know this happens with clients, and I know that this happens for a lot of people, is number one, they either dim their light, because the things that they're manifesting are like, you know what I mean? Like when I say like, look at where I live, look at what I do, you can't just say that to any low vibration person, because you're like, fuck, girl, you are full of shit and bragging, right? Whereas I can come to your house, Angela, and I can be like, girl, this and this and this and this. You'd be like, fuck yes. And don't forget about this thing that you manifested, right? Like having people around you that celebrate the shit out of everything that you're doing and want you to glow brighter. They want you to like shoot for the moon and more. And that is such a huge component that I think a lot of people are missing in their world, is, you know, they come home and they're like, yeah, but my partner would never let me do that. Or, you know, they would think I'm crazy, or that's cool. Like Cam can think I'm fucking crazy. I am A-okay with literally everybody thinking I'm crazy. I'm still going to do it. But I've also filled my life with, if you can't cheer me on in that capacity, that's okay. I've got like 20 million other people that I can like call on. Maybe not 20 million. That would be excessive. But like, I've got my girls. I can go to the places where I can lift up really high. And I think that one of the things that we've always seen with the manifestation course is it creates that, right? It creates that sense of community, or that like, you're like, oh, I could never. And you've got the girl beside you being like, why can't you? You're like, well, I don't know. No, you can, and you should, and I got you. Like, that is such a beautiful community that I think lots of women and lots of men are missing in their world. And so, yeah, I just think that if this is nudging you at all, or you've heard about The Secret, or you want to explore the law of attraction, or you want to actually like break down why you're not able to manifest, this is absolutely the course for you.
Totally. Totally, totally. And if you just want to come and try cacao, we're going to have cacao there too. That's going to be beautiful. I can't wait. I feel like we haven't had cacao in a while. So I'm looking forward to having that heartwarming beverage with you, the manifestation course. Is there anything else today? I'm feeling, I do not have a deck of cards near me, but do you have a card deck?
I do. Which deck do we want? We've got the tarot cards, we've got messages from the angels, or we've got bitch slaps from the universe. What are we feeling?
What's your gut saying?
Tarot was the first thing that popped in, but I'm also like, I love tarot. So we can do tarot and maybe a bitch slap.
I like it.
Okay. All right. Tarot. All right. Let me just give these guys a little shake. All right. Universe, what do our clients and our listeners and everybody who touches our world, anybody who's listening to this episode, what do they need to know? One right on top. Ooh. I love this card. Because it's just so like perfect. It's the Fool. We got the Fool card.
All right.
The Fool. And so the thing, look at the Fool. He's like so happy. He's with his little dog. He's venturing out into the wilderness. He's got like his little, like, I don't know, whatever on his stick there, like food, little kerchief. And he's venturing out and looks kind of like oblivious. And so in tarot, the thing that I have discovered is we are always the Fool. We are always the unknowers. We are always the ones that just, you know, we're venturing in and we're mostly oblivious. And I think that that one's so on point with the manifestation, is because we are all fools, right? And the thing that I think that kind of resonates for me just with everything we've talked about is like, that we can go in and we can learn the tools and we can come out wiser, right? That we don't have to remain the fool. So I'm going to read what that is.
Okay.
That's my interpretation, but
My interpretation is that you also need to be, I think to manifest, you have to be a little bit of a fool, because I think when you get so when your logical brain like overthinks it, you can't really manifest, right?
Like to be foolish is right. Like, is that, yeah, this is crazy.
Totally, like, this is like irrational. I don't know how, but that's not up to you to like figure that piece out. But yeah, it is. And I think that that's even how you were saying, like, how we're always laughing. Like, shit happens in our life and we're just like laughing about it, right? We are fools. So yeah, I think this is a very resonant card for sure.
So it's also the very first card in the Arcana deck, which I think is kind of interesting. It's number 0. So the key words with this are fresh start, beginning, freedom, courage, openness, trust, and risk-taking. I swear, I did not pick this card out beforehand.
Oh.
Like, so on point. Okay, the fool stands on the edge of a precipice, stepping into the unknown, full of expectation and unfettered by doubts. The card suggests a choice to be made and a journey into unknown territory. The first step requires courage. The fool is unprepared for what awaits, but through new experiences, will discover his potential.
Wow. Right on point.
Holy smokes. Okay. So tarot card was exactly what we needed. And one last little bitch slap just to remind us all that the universe will smack you around if you need it. All right. What do all of our listeners in relation to manifestation need to know? Okay. I'm going to do the one on the bottom this time.
Okay.
You being authentically real and raw is sexy as fuck. Ooh. Drop the masks. So I think there is a massive piece that comes in with manifestation that requires you to be authentic.
Yes.
Because you have to be true to what you truly want, right? You have to get really, really clear on who you are. And so your manifestation is going to be different than mine, because what you truly desire is different than what I truly desire. And so that authenticity is not like, well, everybody should want a cottage. I have literally zero desire to have a cottage. But if I don't know who I am and I like authentically like, oh, well, you know, I should want a cottage just like my, you know, my best friend, then I'm going to be manifesting things I don't actually want, which comes back to everything that you talked about when it comes to things showing up and you resenting it or you not liking it or being disappointed, is because you're not actually manifesting from your authentic self.
Mm-hmm. Which is another part of the course, is just us discussing, like, when does your soul come out and who is she around? When was the last time that, like, that true, authentic version of you is what the world is seeing? And so, yeah, universe, you did it again. The cards are right on point with exactly what we've talked about in today's episode. And I just can't wait to see who's all going to come join us in Mild May on Saturday, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. All the details down here in the show notes. And let's manifest some big ass shit.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Love you, lady. We will see you guys next week for another episode of the Transform Your Life podcast.
Awesome. Bye, loves.